Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Previously, the discussion was on the visit to Mount Uhud. The author mentions that this mountain still calls out to its visitors the very same words that the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum shouted out on that day. Give your life for that cause which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his life. This voice can still be heard up to this day with the ears of the heart. O visitor to Uhud, who is there to renew his pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my life, my wealth, my family, my honor and my prestige all be sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen. Near Mount Uhud, there is a signboard which reads the following words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, that this is a mountain which loves us and we love it. How fortunate is this mountain. It has secured for itself the love of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we could have been this mountain just so that we could hear these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he loves us. Oh Allah, if a hard mountain of rock can secure for itself the love and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless our hard hearts also with his noble love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite grace and mercy secure his special muhabbat, his love, as well as the love of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for each and every ummati. Ameen. If we have sincere muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah we will also enjoy the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble sahaba radiallahu anhum. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Khandelwi rahimahullah has advised the visitor to Madinah Sharif, Madinah Munawwara as follows. It is mustahab for the visitor to Madinah Munawwara to visit the graves, the qabars of the shuhada, the martyrs of Uhud every Thursday, perform Fajr Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then leave so that you may return before Zuhar and perform your Salah with Jamaat in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps Thursday is chosen for this visit because it was on that day that the battle was fought. At Uhud, first go to the qabar of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the best of my uncles is Hamza. And on the day of Qiyamah, Hamza shall be the leader of the Shuhada. There the visitor should stand with humility and respect, then go to the qabars of the rest of those who passed away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam in the battle of Uhud. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.